The anticipated rain has held off in Bengaluru, allowing the IND vs NZ first test to progress to a point where either team could win, with New Zealand currently in a favourable position. However, weather conditions might still play a decisive role. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, after rain cut short play on the fourth day, Sunday's forecast predicts a generally cloudy sky with one or two spells of rain or thunder showers. Similarly, AccuWeather forecasts thunderstorms in the area late Saturday night through Sunday evening. Given the match situation, New Zealand will resume their innings needing 107 runs with all 10 second innings wickets in hand. This forecast could work to India's advantage, potentially limiting the time available for New Zealand to chase the target. Conversely, New Zealand, eager to overturn their recent 20 test series loss in Sri Lanka and defy their underdog status in this series, will hope for enough clear weather to achieve their goal. As per ESPN Crick Info, the first day of the IND vs NZ first test saw no play due to persistent rain, which kept the covers on all day. Play commenced the following morning under overcast skies, and New Zealand's fast bowlers quickly capitalized on the conditions, dismissing India for a mere 46 runs in 31.2 overs. New Zealand then posted a formidable 402, with India responding with 462, leaving New Zealand a target that, on paper, seems modest. Fortunately, the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium is equipped with a world-class drainage facility and a subsurface aeration system designed to allow play to resume swiftly after rain stops. This advanced system ensures that any rain interruptions can be managed effectively, keeping hopes alive for a result in this intriguing test match. Coming to the fourth day of the match, India, who were going great guns in their second innings and were 4,073 at one point, lost 7 wickets in less than 60 runs. The dismal performance in the first innings, when they could score only 46 runs, continues to haunt them. Sarfaraz Khan continued his good form and notched up 150. Rishabh Pant also made valuable contribution of 99. KL Rahul failed to be among runs. India's troubles mounted as New Zealand bowlers made good use of new ball in the post-tea session. Ravindra Jadeja was the first to fall, dismissed by William O'Rourke for 5. India managed to reach 450 in 94.5 overs, but the wickets kept tumbling. When Ravichandran Ashwin was dismissed, India had scored 458 runs. Jasprit Bumrah followed soon after, dismissed for a duck by Matt Henry, reducing India to 462 ninths. Mohammad Siraj also fell for a duck just 2 balls later, with Henry claiming his 3rd wicket. Kuldeep Yadav remained unbeaten on 6, struggling to score as the ball was stopping on the wet outfield. Both William O'Rourke and Matt Henry ended with 3 wickets each, while Tim Southee picked up 1. Ajaz Patel and Glenn Phillips also made contributions, taking 2 and 1 wicket respectively. This effort by New Zealand's fast bowling unit, claiming 17 wickets, is the most by a visiting side in a test match in India since South Africa took 19 wickets in Ahmedabad in 2008. As New Zealand openers Tom Latham and Devon Conway came out to bat, they only faced 4 deliveries from Jasprit Bumrah before bad light stopped play for the day. Latham survived a scare ball when a Bumrah delivery pitched outside off. India lost the review. With New Zealand keen to make 107 runs, India have their task cut out to take all 10 wickets, with agency inputs.